We love to garden, and outside of our house, we have a garden on a hillside right next to the road. And every year we go out in that garden, we work in that garden. We love the vegetables and the fruits and the flowers, but some years the garden gets away from us, and this year was one of those years. The weeds just took over, so by the autumn, all we had was a garden full of weeds, and we knew we had to get those weeds out of there, clean them up before the winter came. So out we went. Jerry went out there. I went out there. Our son Zachary went out there, and we all started pulling out the weeds. Now, Zachary's about 4 years old, and he is a great gardener. He'll get out there on his hands and knees and yank out those weeds and yank out those weeds and yank out those weeds. But for some reason, on this particular day, it was in October, we were out there pulling out the weeds when all of a sudden Zachary stopped what he was doing. He pointed down to the road in front of our house, and he went...
And we looked on the road to see what was so funny. And we were really surprised to see that Zachary was laughing at a person standing there.
But not anybody we'd ever seen before.
And Zachary had seen a lot of people. He knows everyone in our town because we don't have mail delivery. The only way to get your mail is to go to the post office. And at 10 o'clock every morning, that's where everyone in our town congregates. So Zachary is familiar with all the people of our town. This gentleman was completely unfamiliar. And he was dressed in an unfamiliar sort of way. He had a bright red cap on his head.
He had a bright orange jacket on his back.
And bright yellow pants. His beard was so long it brushed his boots as he walked. And he had a light in his eye that was too bright for that time of year. He put his hand in his pocket and he took something out. It was a seed. He held it before us and said, "Plant this seed now, and you will have a marvelous harvest in time for Halloween."